Good afternoon. Power Hour. This is Jason Dirkovic's guest host today, filling in for Daniel Brigman. Such an honor to have been asked to come back here. And along with me, I have my wife, Pasha Dirkovic. Say hello, Pasha.
Hello. I'm actually not along with you. I'm in a different room, but I'm with you in spirit.
All right. Well, in spirit, I'd like to open up today sort of a non-conventional way, by way of prayer. I can't really disclose too much in details, but Dr. Eric Llewellyn currently is in need of our prayers. I was trying to get him in as a guest host, and I was informed that he will not be able to make it at this time. So I just ask that if I could just open up in prayer. Father God, we come to you as a Power Hour Nation, Lord, and we pray to you that you know what's going on for Eric and for his help, and we just appreciate that we are able to come to you, and we pray that you would work your healing hands through him and that he would be restored fully. Jesus, in your name I pray. Thank you. Well, I just wanted to start off today with that because I also am reminded, and it's my sole mantra in life, with Dr. Eric Llewellyn's quote. And this is how we're going to start off today. Keep in mind this concept. We are what we eat, what we drink, what we breathe, and what we think. However, it's most important to rearrange that. And so it is most important on how we think, so we make the appropriate decisions upon what we eat, what we drink, and what we breathe. So with that mindset, understanding that there is knowledge out there to be had, there is information to be learned about everything in life, supplements, the quality of water, the quality of food, what is it that we're putting in our body? Our bodies require fuel. What grade fuel are you putting in? Are you putting in a premium high-test fuel? Are you putting in fuel that has water and other contaminants in it that's going to be clogging up our system? So with that in mind, we're going to talk today about the whole food deception that's in the market, the whole food deception that plagues most people, and it's such a common problem that most people don't even realize that this is a problem within the market. The whole food deception. Now, let me explain a little bit about that. In order to understand the whole food concept, the term whole food and terms like organic and terms like non-GMO, these terms did not exist 100 years ago. These terms are relatively new because of the state of our food, the Frankenscience applications that are genetically modifying this fruit with this and trying to, you know, rid pesticides by trying to artificially manipulate the God-given package of fruits, vegetables, beans, lentils, grains. Everything that's provided on our earth is in a perfect, complete package. When you hold an apple in your hand, that apple has proteins, carbohydrates, fatty acids, lipids. It has vitamins, minerals, water. Now, if you cut that apple in half, you'd be hard-pressed to point out to me or to Pasha where that vitamin C is. Pasha, would you be able to hold up a banana or an apple and point to me where the magnesium is?
No.
Exactly. So in understanding that these fruits, these vegetables, they're complete packages with complete, you know, an orchestra, let's say, of things that work together in unison to create this healthy, nutritious food for us to ingest. So when we ingest that apple, that orange, that kiwi, banana, the chicken, the beef, whatever it is, our body starts breaking that down and compartmentalizing it, saying, okay, well, here's some vitamin C, here's some magnesium, here's some zinc, here's some selenium. Biosignals get sent to our body. Our body receives those signals and sends active transport carriers and everything to bring these nutrients to where they are needed within our body. This is the beautiful flow within our food system. However, the problem that exists, and we're evidently seeing it today, is the state of our health. We, as Americans, are supposed to be, you know, one of the most advanced countries upon this earth, and the best dietitians, nutritions, best supplements. We as a country take more supplements per capita than any other country in the world. However, our health rates do not reflect that is a positive thing. We're actually one of the worst, like, health rates. There's third world countries that fare better in diabetes and cancers and heart diseases. When those things start plaguing and we start seeing rises, you need to start saying, well, why is this happening? And there is a quote out there. I'm not exactly sure who it gets attributed to, but the quote basically is, every single ailment, illness, disease is a result of a nutritional deficiency. With that in mind, the converse would then be true to say, well, if there is no such thing as nutrient deficiencies, if we shorten those nutrient deficiencies, we should be able to then increase our standard of health. However, the problem is cancer used to be 1 out of 4, moved to 1 out of 3, and now they're talking about closer to 1 out of 2. Heart disease is on the rise. Diabetes is at almost an epidemic. I would say it actually is at an epidemic proportion at this point. What is happening within this food? Why are these things happening? Well, British researcher Anne Marie Mayer in the 1990s, she went and she conducted research quality and the state of our food. She took food samples from the 1940s, and then she compared those with food samples from the 1990s. That's a 50-year span. In that 50-year span, she noted that there was remarkable reductions in trace minerals, important nutrients. Their levels have declined. Selenium was showing that it was decreased almost at 90% across the board. Iron levels have decreased all across the board. Calcium, all magnesium, all these nutrients are just being depleted. If you look at that apple again in your hand versus an apple in the 1940s, would you be able to tell a difference, Pasha?
Nope.
Well, yeah, no, nobody could. I mean, as I started asking that question, I was like, well, maybe you could. It's a 50-year-old apple. More probably would be a pile of dust at that point. But if you were to be able to freeze that apple in time and look at the apple 1990, there would be no difference structurally looking at it. However, scientists are amazing at breaking down that apple and being able to tell us exactly to the atom, to the molecule, what is within that apple. They can dissect it. They can tell you every single component, every single part, every function within that apple or a banana or a potato, whatever it is. However, I've never heard of any scientist, any type of nutritionist, any type of researcher that's breaking down this food, telling you what's in it. They were never able to put all those components back together again. It sort of reminds me of that old Humpty Dumpty Facebook post that I put up there, Posh. Do you seem to have that one?
Well, my computer screen just went back to sleep, so I don't have it right in front of me.
All right. Well, if you can take a look at that while
I find it. Oh, yeah. We're going to bring that up. That was a really good one. And you know what? The point about how we look at our health, like, as a nation. We look at our grocery stores. We look at our health food stores. We have so many options of vitamins and supplements and this herb and that herb, and we have all of this stuff right at our disposal. Get it there same day, next day, and we're surrounded by it. Yet, what's changing? Statistically, you look at the numbers and the way things are growing with the science, you would think that all of these supplements and the great scientists, diseases and illnesses should all just be going down just based on what the supplements are supposed to be doing on their own. I'm not talking about anything else, diet, exercise, stress. Just based on what the supplements are meant to do, we should be seeing a decline in those statistics, but we're not. So it comes down to the quality that you're talking about and the deception that comes with it. I mean, you've seen the lines at the drugstore. You go down, it's like, all right, here's a vitamin line. It's like, whoa, there's lots of vitamins. And we're all shopping thinking we're getting food. Like, no, you're shopping in the vitamin section. If you want food, you go over to the food section. And so that's what you're really trying to say is, like, there's you want food, go in the food section or go Grown by Nature. If you want junk supplements, if you want marketing, go to the supplement aisle.
Yeah, exactly. And that's exactly the truth. And what we're seeing is we know that this deficiency occurs. We know that this. And the doctors mm-hmm. look at our blood panels and they say, oh, you're low in this and you're low in that. Oh, well, what should I do? Well, go to the supplement store. Which one? Oh, it doesn't matter. They're all the same. Just go to any supplement store and buy some iron. Okay, when that customer goes to
that's if they say that, yeah.
Well, you know, if they look at their blood panels and they say, oh, you're short on iron or you're depleted in magnesium or whatever it is that they come up with in their chart on their blood panel, now you're left to go to the supplement store and buy your quick fix solution. Well, I just need more magnesium mm-hmm. in my diet, so let me just take more magnesium. Well, that presents a problem within itself, you know, because, and this is what really the important part and point that I want to drive home today, and what we're going to accomplish in this next hour or so, is going to be discussing how to navigate that minefield, because you do walk into the store mm-hmm. and you become overwhelmed. You ask the counter lady, I'm looking for, I think it was GTF chromium or chromium. And then the lady would bring you down and say, well, here's our selection. You look at 100 different bottles that for chromium, 100 different bottles for vitamin B complex, 1,000 different multivitamins up on the thing. Which one should you choose? Well, most people are probably going to say, well, if they're, you know, I don't really know the difference, I'm going to go with a cheaper one. I'm going to go, or you have someone says, well, I really need to take care of this, I'm going to go with the more expensive one, the one that should be more quality because it costs more.
Right. That's how it goes.
And what we're going to address is that it doesn't matter if you go to the dollar store. And remember that time, Pasha, we mm-hmm. were in the dollar store together picking up a couple of items, and I was like, look, they're selling B-complex vitamins right here, a 60 count for a dollar. You look at the back of the bottle, the ingredients, I'm like, yep. They're using cyanocobalamin, which is mixed with cyanide. They're also using pyridoxine hydrochloride, which also gets mixed with formaldehyde. Yeah, it makes sense that they would throw this out there for a dollar. It's cheap. It's not going to be effective, and it's actually going to be quite toxic to your body. If you want to pay a dollar for your health supplements, go ahead. Oh, well, I want to choose the more expensive one then. Okay, well, let's look at the back of that bottle. Oh, this one costs $24.99 for a 60 count. However, the ingredients are exactly the same if you held them up side by side. So which one would you then pay for? Well, I'd obviously pay for the cheaper one if they're the same ingredients. See, the problem that exists in this market, and what we all need to understand, is there's maybe 4 or 5 pharmaceutical companies in this country that provide bulk powdered pharmaceutical chemical material as ingredients to, let's say, I don't know, Standard Process, or they send them out to Dr. Mercola, or they send them out to Centrum, or they send them out to One a Day. That same pharmaceutical company is providing tons of bulk powder throughout the country. Now you have hundreds, now you have thousands of these supplement companies that spring up almost by night. It's hard for me. I've been in this industry for about 15 years to keep up with all these companies that keep popping up. So as a result, and not being able to do all that efforting material just through Grown by Nature, we can't spend all of our time pointing out every single flaw that's out there from Grown by Nature, because we need to address why we're so great. But in order to understand that, you need to first understand why the opposing selection is not so great. It's not even that it's not so great. It's toxic. It's adversary to your health. Let me give you a quick example. in honor of Dr. Llewellyn, this is one of his favorite stories that he likes to share with me, is the elephant. Now, the elephant in its diet consumes just 2,000 milligrams of calcium on a daily basis. 2,000. Why are men, children, whatever, we're given an RDA that we should be making about 1,200 to 1,500 milligrams of calcium daily. Well, let's take a look at why. The 2,000 milligrams of the elephant's calcium on a daily basis, that comes through, you know, vegetation upon the earth that it's feasting on all day long. And out of that grass, out of that plant matter, calcium is being deposited into the elephant's bones. Now, if you ever seen, we have a picture actually on our Facebook page for Grown by Nature of an elephant bone, of a femur, and the man that's holding it is looks like he's rather struggling because the bone is almost the size of his body alone.
It's How ridiculous. It's actually, and you can see it on our calcium page too, directly on our site. But yeah, it's extraordinary. It's about the size of, I would say, like an 8-year-old boy, but with this density, it's incredible. You got to see the image.
Yep, and that's just one bone in the body of a leg. All right. So point of the story I'm trying to get to is that they were concerned for the elephant because the elephant was only getting 2,000 milligrams daily. So we took our human scientific mind and said, well, how are we going to solve this problem? Well, this elephant clearly needs to have supplemental calcium. He's not getting enough in his diet. Never mind. They didn't check the bone scans. They didn't look at what was happening within the bones. Was the bones adequate enough to hold the weight of that elephant? Was there any problem that it needed to have more calcium? Or was that 2,000 milligrams actually sufficient for the needs of the elephant? So what they did was they started supplementing with calcium carbonate, and within several months, they actually had to stop the supplementation program because elephants' bones were basically crumbling beneath them and could not support the weight of them anymore. Their bones were snapping. It became a horrible sight. Yeah, Eric actually, you know, he's almost in tears sometimes when he would tell me about this study that he was witness to. And so they stopped the calcium supplements. And why? Why did they stop the calcium supplements? Well, let's take a look exactly what they were giving this elephant. Were they giving it calcium from plants? No. They were crushing up calcium carbonate. Calcium carbonate, which is the same thing as limestone, crushed up limestone, which is an ingredient in cement. It's also an ingredient in, I think, putties and other types of industrial processes. It's not a true health supplement. It's calcium carbonate. Yes, there's calcium there, but it's attached to this rock carbonate. In the soil, there's millions and trillions of microorganisms that will break down that rock and deliver just the calcium to the roots of the plants, and that gets uptake into the roots up through the stem and out through the fruits or the vegetables. Whatever is growing is being fed through the soil, and that soil is being broken down by millions and trillions of these microorganisms. However, we don't have those same microorganisms within our stomach. We have hydrochloric acid and other gastric juices that can break stuff down, but we have a hard time breaking down this carbonate, this rock. So, as I was pointing out earlier, with the United States, we have the highest rate of calcium supplementation on the planet, but we also have the highest rates of osteoporosis. And So what was happening there? Why was the elephant's knees disintegrating? Well, in another Power Hour program, Eric went to great detail in talking about how this form of calcium, since it is not in a food, it does not have the normal carrying food factors such as protein chaperones. Now, I know that sounds a little scientific, so in a layman's term, proteins in our food, they act like taxi drivers, and they bring these nutrients through the signals, and they carry them, and they transport them to where they are needed within our bodies or the elephant's body. These proteins would be bringing that calcium to the sites in the bone. These proteins, these deliverers, carry these nutrients where they're needed to within the body. It's just truly a beautiful system that God has put with our food when we trust his natural way. When we start putting our mindset into it, now we say, oh, he doesn't have enough calcium, this elephant, poor elephant. Let's give him some calcium carbonate. Boom, his bones start disintegrating. Well, why? Well, because that form of calcium, normally when we have a potato or we have an apple or an orange and that calcium is in there naturally, it also is attached with phosphorus. That phosphorus, it's called a phosphorylation where it attaches to this nutrient as well, and the proteins can deliver it. So now without that phosphorus and the calcium carbonate, the brain signals say, hey, yeah, we recognize you got a shipment. Imagine your brain as a sort of a shipping logistics department. Yeah, we got an order in here for some calcium, except they forgot to send the phosphorus with this. All right, well, let's liberate some more of our own phosphorus. Yeah, let's borrow some out of our bones. Let's borrow some out of our teeth and go try to attach that incomplete form of calcium in your stomach. Body starts sending out phosphorus from your bones, from your teeth to go make complete what is incomplete that we just ingested in our diet. So it's robbing Peter to pay Paul. The only problem
is... I have to ask you real quick, Jason. So you're talking about like the calcium carbonate? Is that the most common form that's found on the market? Is the calcium carbonate? That's what people are taking, thinking they're taking their calcium, correct?
Yes. Exactly. Calcium carbonate is the number one most prevalent form of calcium supplement on the market. It's also marketed.
Yeah,
and it also gets marketed as an antacid. So it has other uses. However, it has never been shown to add to bone tissue density. So back to this elephant.
It sounds like it's doing the opposite. It sounds like it's doing the opposite of that. You're saying it now has to pull. Oh, that's scary.
Well, we'll get back to that when we return. Again, this is Jason with the Power Hour, and we'll get back to you guys in a few minutes. Stay tuned.
This week only, we're offering 10% off all products found at thepowermall.com. That's right, 10% off all Power Mall products through the end of the week. That's 10% off all Power Mall products, excluding all drop shipped items. Call Jay right now at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or as always, buy from the good guys, buy from thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hurry, offer valid this week only.
I've been taking the Curcumin for so many years. I'm up there in age, and I don't have any aches or pain. I haven't taken aspirin or anything of that nature for so many years. If I get a little nagging and I feel maybe a headache's coming on, I'll take about 5 or 6 Curcumin, and it's gone. Pain is inflammation. I have always found that if I just take 5 or 6 Curcumin, it'll blow it away within 15 minutes.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Now more than ever, we need your support. Jay's standing by to take your call. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
I don't
don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat your Manna food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Welcome back. This is Jason Derkovich, guest hosting, along with my wife, Pasha Derkovich. And we're filling in for Daniel. We're filling in for Daniel Brigman today. It's such an honor to be asked to come and share our truth with you guys. And the truth
and
begins
Jason,
here.
I found your nursery rhyme that you wrote. That you talked about before the break.
I did too over the break. That was driving me nuts.
But you
I
did?
Just wanna,
okay.
But before we
you
get
share
back
it. It's
that,
your masterpiece.
Wanna,
yeah.
All right. Before I get into that, I just wanted to say that the Power Hour is doing, I believe, through the end of the month, a 10% off sale. So that includes Grown by Nature products and I believe all the other products that they offer. Great products. You can find those at thepowermall.com, or you can call their order line at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Yes, back to that elephant. So the elephants, as we were talking about before the break, they tried to give this elephant supplement because they looked at his diet and they said, oh, he's not getting enough calcium. So they started to supplement this elephant with calcium carbonate, which is not calcium that's found in our food. It's bound to a rock carbonate. It's basically ground up limestone, the same thing that's found in cement as an ingredient, putties, and you know, it's just an industrial used chemical, has no business
right.
being ingested inside our bodies. In nature, it's
right.
found in the soil. The trillions of microorganisms break up that rock and they deliver the calcium to the plants. And then that's how we get our calcium, because now that calcium came into the plant and it gets embedded into a food matrix of proteins, glycoproteins, carbohydrates. So that same apple or that potato that I was talking about before holding it up, I can't find the calcium in there, but that calcium, the scientists, when they break it down, are going to be able to show me that, yes, their calcium is in there at such a percent level. However, we're showing that from the 50-year span from 1940 to 1990, nutrient levels dropped dramatically. And that's almost 30 years. It was done in 1992. And so we're almost 30 years. I can't even imagine what the state of our food today would be. I mean, they're increasing with the geoengineering, the cloud seeding, all that rains down and is killing the soil activity. Now, the problem, a lot of people will say, well, I don't have that problem. I tested my soil last month, and they've got plenty of nutrients in there. However, the problem that exists within the soil, not so much as the availability of nutrients, yes, all those rocks and all that is in the soil. It's the soil activity is dying off. The acid rain, these chemical fertilizers, the geoengineering, we're killing this activity within the soil. That's why we're seeing such heavy depletions, because nutrients are not being able to be broken down at such a level. So back to this elephant. We need to give this elephant calcium, they thought. The elephant started, bones were started weakening and was actually collapsing beneath them, so they immediately stopped the calcium supplementation program, went back saying, you know, what could have happened? And this is basically where Eric stepped in and said, well, you weren't feeding them calcium, you were feeding them calcium carbonate. So the moral of the story and what we were trying to allude before is organic whole food supplements, they sat on a wall. With pharmaceutical isolation supplements, they took a big fall. With all USP Big Pharma, women and men, never did they intend to make isolated ingredients healthy and whole again. Not all supplements are grown by nature, but they should be. So many of you people that have been faithful listeners throughout the years, I'm sure you may have heard a few episodes with myself and also Dr. Llewellyn and a couple other guests that we've been talking about grown by nature. But outside of grown by nature, I've taken this passion and exposing this deception in the marketplace to another level. So if you're on Facebook or if you're on Instagram or even Twitter, you can look for me as Jason, the Whole Food Specialist. I even have a website, jasonthewholefoodspecialist.com. And on there, I go after a lot more directly to companies that I know are being deceitful within the marketplace, because no one else is calling them out. This market deception arises there. I'll be honest, it kind of worries me. You know, I've had moments where I've heard of my friends. Oh, no, I asked them. I said, well, how come you haven't, you know, tried growing by nature yet? Well, I'm, you know, my chiropractor's got me on standard process. Have you ever heard that phrase before, Pasha? Has anyone ever tried to let you know that? No, I'm sorry. I take one that's better. I take the standard process brand. Have you heard that one?
Yes, I think every chiropractor, I think in their learning of their art and their trade, are also said, and you also have to sell standard process. It's just every chiropractor, it is what it is.
And to their credit, they did a great job of marketing. They are telling people that they're a whole food company. And that's what the chiropractors then tell you. They'll sit there and
my
try
favorite
to,
is when
to,
they
fight,
say that they saw the farm.
I'm sorry, what's
do you,
that?
Do you love when they say, well, they have a farm. I saw the farm. My favorite is I saw the farm.
Yes. Now, how can they get away with calling themselves, for example, a whole food company? Well, here is where we're going to start navigating through this whole food deception. And if you have capability to go on my website right now at jasonthewholefoodspecialist.com, I'm going to be talking about one of the blogs I posted up, and it's simply titled The Whole Food Deception. In there, specifically, I highlight Dr. Mercola and his, quote, whole food multivitamin, and then I go on to talking about standard process. Now, let me address what exactly is happening, why they're allowed to call themselves a whole food company. Now, for example, I'll give you Dr. Mercola's. Before we get to standard process, I'll give you Dr. Mercola. I'm not sure if many of you people are familiar with who Dr. Mercola is, but he is this doctor, and he's a big internet sensation, and everybody seems to, and he does a great job of exposing a lot of deceptions that are going on in the market. And I used to follow him, and I was like, this guy is great. This guy is great. He's exposing the deception in the market. And he wrote an article one time that was talking about the dangers of taking isolated pharmaceutical supplements. And I was like, yes, finally, somebody else that's going to help join this mission and get this message out to people. He's going to be bashing these supplements. He did. He went on to bash about how poor these supplements were. And that is why he's now offering his own whole food multivitamin, because he's done the research. However, I looked at his label because I was like, oh, wow, now we have a competitor. Okay, well, at least people will be getting whole food supplements. And then I looked at his label. His label is chock full of pharmaceutical-grade supplement ingredients, the same exact one that he was bashing on, the same ones that he was saying stay away from, throw them into the garbage, run away. And then he has those on his label. In fact, he even has a Merck-stamped logo on his thing, meaning that they're purchasing their supplemental ingredients through Merck. Now, many people are not familiar with Merck. They're one of the largest pharmaceutical companies. So the way they are allowed to get by is by they simply put in a little bit of a mixture of food inside their supplement. So they put a little bit of a food powder. And then but they look at their labels and they say, well, we can't really disclose any true percentages for magnesium and calcium. We haven't tested this food powder. Okay, well, we know for sure if we put in this isolated chemical form, we can then disclose on our label that it now has 100% of this and 90% of this. So they put this into their product just so they can list on their supplement facts that they have a higher percent. And the customer may not be aware when they actually look at the ingredients. The ingredients are listed there. If you look at them, you say, well, how is that a whole food product? I've had, and this is where it came to me, the whole food deception needs to be addressed in the market because people are being deceived. People are not wanting to take those pharmaceutical chemicals that they just heard about on the Power Hour. They may not have purchased Grown by Nature, but, hey, at least I'm going to go purchase this whole food multivitamin. It's got great reviews online. However, when you look at that whole food product, it is nothing different than any other of those cheap dollar store product ingredients, except they're mixing in a little food powders. Now, there's another company out there, and here's another Facebook page that I opened up. It's called Supplement Cops. So if you're on Facebook and you go to Supplement Cops, what I've done in that page is I've taken individual companies that are deceitfully marketing blatantly, and I call them out, and that was one of the big ones I wanted to first start off was the Mercola one, all right? So aside from Mercola, many people may have been accosted or bombarded with Juice Plus representatives. Now, these Juice Plus representatives, this is a multi-level marketing company. So what that means is that, you know, they have to recruit people, and those people have to recruit people in order for you to make commission. Those people have to stay active, and you have to – it's sort of like a snowball effect. And, you know, some people would use the term, oh, it's a pyramid scheme, but no, you know, there's a different way to structure it. But it's legal. However, there's a problem with Juice Plus specifically. They're telling everybody this is juice, powdered juice. That's all they ever talk about. But in going further into their marketing, I discovered that they disclose. What does that plus mean? That means it's a juice powder plus added ingredients. I was back and forth in these forums with these people that were sitting there trying to tell me how misled I was to say that they were using anything that's not quality in their product. And I said, it's right here on this label. Look at the actual label. And these people were still battling me saying, nope, it's also, and then their comeback is, it's also NSF certified. And I said, well, what does that mean? That means that they guarantee that it's free of any of that stuff. So I looked up what NSF certification was. No, NSF certification simply means that they guarantee that what is listed on the bottle is what is found inside the bottle. That is all. And since Juice Plus is disclosing on their label that those chemical ingredients are in there, and therefore, NSF is certified saying, yes, those chemicals are, in fact, inside. So I brought that fact back to them. But there's this cognitive dissonance or this misfire that happens in these cells when people all of a sudden become you know, confronted with something that they've bought into, or, you know, now I try not to, you know, bash them. I say, look, I understand how, you know, you could have been deceived on that. They're very clever in the way they market it. And I've won a few people away from there, and you know, they've seen that, and they've stopped with the Juice Plus. And the biggest one, though, that I still have a problem with, like I said, is the standard process, because they have so much backing with the chiropractors. They have so much backing with everything that they're doing that becomes, oh, well, who are you to recommend Jason versus my, quote, doctor friend that is using this with all of his patients? So let's take a look at, for example, one of the – hello? Pasha, can you still hear me?
Yeah, you're still here.
Okay, it sounds like the phone disconnected. I mean, I was getting worried there a second. All right, so in standard process, they have a product, and it says All Whole Food Nutrient Solutions. That's their title. But then when you look at their actual ingredients, they're using niacin as niacinamide, which is a pharmaceutical synthetic material which is not food found in any food upon this planet. And then they also list vitamin B6, listed as pyridoxine hydrochloride, which is also a petroleum ester. Yes.
Jason, we would just pop, when you say listed as, where are you seeing this? Where should people be looking at their bottles of their of what they have at their home if they don't have Grown by Nature? Where should they be looking at their bottles to see, like how you're saying, as this? Like, where are we seeing that?
Excellent question. All right, so on a standard label, they're required to list supplement facts, and then that's where they will list calcium, magnesium. But then right to the right of that, usually there's a parenthesis that will show what that form or what that source of calcium is. And most importantly, look at the actual look at the text of the ingredients. So, for example, if you're looking at that supplement facts bar, which I was just pointing out, it'll say vitamin C, and then in parentheses it'll say as ascorbic acid, and then it'll say calcium in parentheses as calcium carbonate or calcium ascorbate or calcium citrate or calcium gluconate. They have so many different variations, so they have to disclose which one that they're using. On Grown by Nature's label, we simply put potassium or we put vitamin C. Well, where is that coming from? When you look at the actual ingredients listed, we actually list all food sources which those nutrients are contained with. So the problem that happens with this whole food deception is that they're buying on the ignorance of the market or the naive consumer that is not aware of this. So they write whole food on the front. You pick it off the shelf, take it home. You come across my blog pointing out each individual ingredient that is on that bottle that you were told was a whole food product. Now you're sitting there wondering what is going on. Why is this deception allowed in the marketplace? Why are we allowed to call anything whole when it is only fractionated? That right there needs to be deciphered within the market.
So that's not regulated. The word whole food isn't regulated. The word natural isn't regulated, meaning that they don't have to have any sort of specific certification from the U.S. government in order to state that, correct?
I don't know if there's a certification or however they go, but in order to list whole food, that they actually have to have, I believe it's a percent, and it's very minimal, a very percent of their ingredients actually has to be whole food. Now, see, what I was I opened up the show earlier today talking about how this deception plagues, and one of the things that most people need to be aware of is that this deception is across the board. This is not just a few isolated companies. It's not a few, you know, mom and pop store. It's every single company out there. So if your company on your supplement bottle is not, say, Grown by Nature, and you did not purchase it from the Power Mall, you can be rest assured that you're buying a pharmaceutical product. We have we have a saying that basically with grown by nature is providing what you think that you're receiving when you're buying from the other people. There really is there really is no true comparison when you put them side by side and when we know how to read the labels. So, like, back to that elephant. They try to correct what they thought was a nutritional deficiency. But, however, we can never correct a nutritional deficiency with pharmaceutical chemistry. That's not the way our body works. So a lot of times you hear precautions. You hear people saying, well, I was told not to take a multivitamin. Have you ever heard that one, Pasha?
Yeah, well, like, I was told I shouldn't take a multivitamin. I was told I shouldn't take iron. Or, oh, I'm not supposed to take potassium. Yeah.
Yes. All right, bring them on. Hello, you're on the air with Power Hour. Hello.
Hi, this is Diane in Belize.
Hi, Diane.
Hi, Diane. How are you?
I'm good. I was really glad to hear Dr. Group had some remedies for people who've already taken the vaccine, because I told my church sister about it, you know, separating you from God and everything, and she already took it. So, you know, I'm glad to have something to offer. So I'm wondering about these masks with the nanotech in them. We've all been exposed to that. What do we do to get those out of our noses? And I had a friend here that has 300 eggs in an incubator. He's Amish and off-grid, and he had 300 eggs in his incubator, and he's always been hatching eggs for years and years and years, and never had a problem. So he put three masks in there thinking the nanotech would come out and he'd be able to look at it, at, you know, if it got in the incubator, and it killed all 300 eggs.
Oh, my goodness.
He's never had that happen, not an egg hatch. He opened them, there were chickens in there, and they were dead.
Wow.
Kind of shocking.
And what?
Yeah,
what do we do?
We've all been exposed. We've all used the paper mask, you know, and some of us have had that thing stuck up our nose, and what in the world do we do to get rid of it?
Well, yes, it all comes down to what got immunity. You know, we have to build up our immune systems and build them up with the right foods and the right supplementation.
And
but that's not going to get nanotech bot out of my nose. It might help with chemicals if there's chemicals in the mask.
Well, I mean, I guess the first solution would be not to put on that mask. I mean, especially knowing that, you know, it's one of those things like, you know, you're damned if you do or you might be damned if you don't. So it comes down to how strong are we willing to say, no, I'm not going to put that on. I've seen what this did to these chickens. I've seen what it did to, you know, so-and-so. Or I've heard what this shot has done to somebody. I'm not going to get that shot. Or, you know, we need to be advocates for ourselves. We need to, you know, group together and form strength when it seems like we're getting beaten down and being told what we need to do. No, we're still in America the last time I checked. We need to keep that in check first and foremost. And when people are sitting there trying to put a nanobot mask on me, that's not going to happen. So,
we don't have a direct answer. Yeah, go ahead, Jason.
I was just going to say, as what you were implying is, you know, what can we do? Well, the only thing we really can do is bolster our immune response and try to avoid situations where, you know, we know that there's a heavy flow, or, you know, avoid this, where, you know, we have to be a little bit more proactive in that. But first and foremost, we need to fortify our defenses. As I pointed out before, the Nobel Prize, I forget exactly who was attributed to, but the quote was, all diseases, all ailments are due to a nutritional deficiency. So when we get in the path of the pathogen, you know, what is our body's response? Will our body be able to handle that? I often tell people with Grown by Nature, they say, well, does this mean I won't get sick again when I take it? It says, no, that's, we don't promise you that you're not going to get sick again. You might run across some germs. Or the true measure of health is not whether or not a person gets sick, but but how well does their body respond and how quick do they get back to their feet when they get knocked down? That is what we're trying to implement here, is that proactive approach of the vaccine's not going to do it for me, the nanobot technology, masks aren't going to do it for me. What can I do for myself? We are what we eat, what we breathe, and what we drink, and how we think. However, it's most importantly how we think, that we make the appropriate decisions on what we drink and what we breathe and what we eat. So with that in mind, I can't stress enough that one of the most important things is first to stay away from these things that are taxing our body, such as masks with nanobot particles in it or what have you, and staying away from pharmaceutical chemicals that is putting in toxic arsenic byproducts and formaldehyde into our bodies and stuff that our body does not know how to deal with it. So you're taking these supplements, your body has to deal with this chemical onslaught that we're taking, and now you put a mask on that has a nanobot technology. How is your body going to respond to that when it's already dealing with the chemicals? We'll be back after this hour. This is Jason Berkovich and Posh Therapy filling in for Daniel Brigham with the Power Hour. Call 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature. Unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.